Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man. Shit is crazy, y'all. Huh? I find a new job.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. On today's episode, we go on vacation.
Vacation?
Vacation. Well, ooh. I just came back from vacation.
Awesome.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
I came back from vacation and...
So where'd you go?
I went to San Diego.
Ooh, love San Diego.
Whale's vagina. that's from what, Anchorman?
I think so,
yeah. San Diego means, okay, never mind. It's really awkward without the reference.
Right.
But, so usually when I go on vacation, I take some minimal equipment with me.
Yeah.
And, my goal is to tape a podcast.
Okay.
But the challenge really is, you know, when I'm at, either I have to set it up before I go there.
Mm-hmm.
And that entails, you know, more research to find someone that's
either there or,
worthy or absolutely, whatever the case may be. Now, when you have someone that's already at work.
Yeah.
It's a challenge to engage them.
And link up,
not,
yeah.
Yeah, if exactly. They're not relaxed, you know.
Yeah, you can't just grab them from work. They might be in a different state of mind.
Yeah, plus they're working.
Exactly.
You know, they're working.
That's already in a rush situation.
Correct. So I didn't do any podcasts.
Okay.
But.
Let it out. Let it flow. Be natural with it.
So. Especially doing the podcast,
yeah.
Especially been in the industry, you really have the eyes. We all do.
Yeah.
We have the eyes and the ears,
mm-hmm.
and we observe things and we see things. And I saw some stuff.
Okay.
You know?
So we're going to talk about that stuff?
We're going to talk about that stuff. That's what today's show is about.
Okay.
Okay? Not only are we going to talk about that stuff, we live in South Florida, so it tends to be touristy, depending on where you work.
Exactly.
Okay, not every place. Mm-hmm. You work in a more touristy place than I do, but we still get, you know.
Yeah.
I probably get more snowbirds than anything.
Yeah, because that area where you're at is, it's more of a residential slash, you know what I mean? Where, because I'm going to say off the beaten path. It's super close to the beach, it's right by the beach, but it's, I feel like it's more residential. So like people that live here, live there, and people that come down here that are transient, that's a great spot to live.
Correct. Correct. So close enough to the beach, but we both get... My point is, I got got. I got got as a tourist can get got.
Oh, they got you?
Yeah.
So, oh, they hit you with the shiny lights?
So I feel like, you know, is this what it feels like? You know, to be a fresh-faced tourist and get hit over the head?
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, it's tough to judge a city during, you know, COVID times.
Absolutely.
There's restrictions and things like that. And everyone does it differently.
Yeah.
It's just remarkable. Even in the same, I mean, we were in San Diego area. We stayed in the Gaslamp district.
Okay.
And that's a downtown. So I'm, but apparently.
Did you go like Mission Beach and stuff like that? Did you go to the beach?
I went to the beach, went to Mission Beach.
Okay, cool. Went to the 420 pair.
We didn't. Is that
when that's in Mission Beach? It's. I don't even think it's for the 420 pier. It's just. I remember when I was, the only time I was there, it was at the pier and it said 420 on it, but it looked like somebody wrote a zero at the end. It might be Pier 42.
Gotcha.
But it has that synonymous name. Like every time, like I say somebody from San Diego, I'm like, oh, you've been, he goes, of course. Yeah, like it's like one of those kind of things.
Speaking of 420, I mean, I don't smoke. But that stuff's everywhere.
Though. Everywhere. Oh, yeah. Cali. Everywhere. It's in the,
out
in the
open,
mix.
Walking I'm sure. Around,
yeah. You know?
So, you know, for them, there's a limited capacity inside, I assume.
Okay.
You know, well.
Did you guys eat inside or outside?
I ate inside and outside. We ate a lot.
Okay.
Okay. So we got the food tax, basically.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that. You were kind of, you know.
So I call it the food tax. You are unable to just bar hop, and well, I don't want to say you're unable to bar hop. You can bar hop, but if you're going to have drinks, you have to have some food item on the check.
Something,
right? That's annoying.
It is, yeah.
You know, it's fine if you're going to stay somewhere.
Yeah, if you're there for a few hours, yeah. But if you just want to grab a beer, you don't want no side of wings or something. You just want to kind of check the place out for a minute.
Exactly.
And I don't understand why it has to be such a big to do. It's not that big of a deal. You don't go everywhere just to eat. Sometimes you just want to check out the experience and get the atmosphere.
What's that got to do with Corona?
Exactly. Nothing.
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 I ate something.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, are you trying to, you know, reduce consumption? They already close at 10.
Yeah.
You know, everybody out by 11. I'm fine with that. But.
Yeah, that's just extra.
It is extra. So,
especially if I'm a paying customer. If I'm already having a drink, you already have a tab for me. That means you're making money already.
And I get the money part. Raise your prices, do what you want to do. But it's all about, you know, the perception of it, of having to jump this hoop. I don't think it's a restaurant deal as much as a city deal.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, it's the city mandate so that it's not like they're getting together and we're going to band together. Yeah. So that, you know, and some places give you chips and salsa anyway.
Yeah.
So I get it though.
Yeah.
You got to play the game, but I don't like the game. You know? So the food tax. So we went to Mission Beach.
Yeah.
At least I think it was Mission Beach. Because we went to a couple of beaches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's beautiful beaches out there. I mean, and the water's freezing, but there's beautiful beaches.
My idea of going to the beach is going to grab drinks.
Yeah.
Down by the beach.
Exactly. Down by the beach. Yeah, the whole Corona experience. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. The Corona vibe, advertise
the Corona, the beach life. The beer Corona experience.
Yes. Not the... And so, as a whole, I get it. Touristy places aren't known for good food and service necessarily.
Okay.
But we got a whole bad of the bad stuff.
So, are we going to name any places
one.
Or are we going to...
Pardon?
Are we going to name any places or are you just going to talk about your... Or you want to keep them out of it, but have the experience for each day?
I'll talk about what my experiences are at different places, but I didn't really take note of the names of the places.
Got it. Okay, that's fine.
A lot of places.
Yeah, because I know most, sometimes we stay anonymous with things, so I wasn't sure.
I'm not that passionate about blowing people
up. People spot up, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, because I'm one person with one experience.
Absolutely.
You know, it's really not fair to do that, but... If I had a great experience, which I did.
You want to shout it out.
I do, always.
Okay.
You want to give people credit for
when credit's
due.
Absolutely.
Doing good things.
So we're going to go day by day.
We're going to go day by day.
I dig
yes.
it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. So day one, you know, the food tax.
Okay.
We go to the beach and we're like, okay, we're off the plane. Hey. Can't check in just yet. Although I could check in. They were very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed on my own. Got my own hotel room. The other guys had an Airbnb.
Okay.
Very nice. But we could see each other's places.
We're that's really cool.
Four or five blocks apart.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, you can see the exact window, you know, face each other, which was interesting. You know, you go on vacation, but you don't. But that's a whole other thing. And so we're like, oh, picked out a place to eat. And we're standing at the front. standing at the front.
No host?
No, no host.
Does it at least say, please wait to be seated?
Yes, it does. But we're waiting.
And are there people walking by or is there just...
So we walk inside. We're standing there and the guy peeks his head out. Oh, yeah, we'll be right with you kind of thing. But step outside, he tells us, you know?
Okay.
We were outside. Probably. Okay, fine. Yeah. And we're waiting.
Again.
Yeah. And we're waiting.
This sounds like 10 minutes.
Almost.
Almost. That's right? A lot.
We just went next door. And then he comes out. And we're like, no, we're going to, you know what I mean? Like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Don't put you on side street when you're paying customers. That's your first.
That's the first impression of everything.
Yes.
Even if you give them a, hey, I'll be right with you, would have been okay.
Like we waited after that.
No, like it's when you first came outside, like, hey, if they pop their head up and say, hey, we'll be right with you, you know what I mean? And then they come back. Not the you went inside after you've already waited.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That makes no sense.
Yeah. And he was kind of crappy with it too.
Of course he was.
You know? So we went next door and the guy was, it wasn't exactly the food we were looking for. It was kind of like more of a sandwich shop type of thing. But hey, guy was friendly. Hey, come on in, blah, 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 blah. You know, and we could sit inside. It was just not every table type of thing. So, you know.
Is it you could sit, but it's 6 feet apart kind of thing? Or?
Correct. They roped, they had their standard seating, but then they blocked
every other
table.
Okay.
You know, the guy was nice, friendly, whatever. And you know what? That's half of it.
That's the strongest half.
That's true.
Because you said, the other place might have had exactly what you wanted, and they might even have better food in the end, but they didn't give the right impression, and that's why they lost the business. And that's
exactly
huge.
And that was a reoccurring theme.
Okay.
That was really a reoccurring theme. Yeah. It was sad.
Wow.
I'm not blowing up. You know, we were just in one spot.
Stay classy, San Diego.
True. Please do. So now that the shoe's on the other foot, being a tourist, it was like, I don't really care for, you know, and we could have applied ourselves and figured out, you know, more locally places to stop, but I don't want to, is it that because it's touristy, it's going to be, you know, roll of the dice?
Yeah.
Wow. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like any good thing you have to, like I go, whenever I go somewhere, I try to act like I'm from there. Or at least I try to find a way to blend into where I feel like I'm from there. So I always try to find a spot that you got to do a little bit of research. You kind of look around and kind of just see. But
then you don't always have access. You don't always have a car. You're right. You know, and it's not always where, you know, where the scenic is, you know. So that was an issue.
Now, did you ask your server? Did you speak with him and say, hey, you know, where should we go? What would you recommend? Especially the first place that the second place you went to.
Okay. So great timing. So we went to this place and it was nice. It had a big footprint.
Okay.
Okay. Big footprint. A lot of seating inside, a lot of seating on right by the water, or a lot of seating by the sidewalk. Everybody's pimping the sidewalk now, and it's deep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was way more space than we would have had if we went to our original spot, which was San Fran.
Okay.
Right. And that's what it's all about. It's make and do with what you have.
Absolutely.
Right? Uh-huh. And we get a server, and he seems capable and things like that. And I never really know how to answer to people what food's like. You know, Brando wanted some clam chowder.
Okay.
You know, he's figuring, hey, seafood by the, you know.
Yeah, but you're on the West Coast. You know, clam chowder is a very East Coast thing, I feel like.
Yeah, they even had Manhattan clam chowder at this place.
Oh,
which
okay.
You never see anywhere.
Yeah.
You never see that. But he asked the server. He said, hey, you know, I'm in the mood for clam chowder. How's your clam chowder? And the waiter paused. And then I said, skip it, you know? And then he's like, oh, well, you know, I've had better clam chowder in Monterey Bay and this and that. He didn't say anywhere in his city. And Brando was like, oh, you know, I'll take it. I go, Brando, skip it. He paused. You know what I mean? Like when you give him the pause, that's your cue.
And then you gave him the look like, no, that's not the move.
Yeah. So I pipe up. I was like, hey, how's your crab cake? And he's like, it's good. Crab cake sucked. Like I've had better store-bought crab cake. It was not lump. It was well incorporated. You know what I mean?
It was that canned stuff? Like the extra canny?
It was like the minced. There was no lump. It was very.
It was the minced crab meat.
It was minced crab meat, bro. If it was at all, I don't know if people are cutting corners or what, but but then I'm taking a risk anyway, asking because maybe he doesn't know what good crab cake is.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So as a server, I'll ask you this. As a server, how do you tell someone your opinion on food? Because I struggle with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, how's your crab cake? I'm curious to know your answer, and then I'll share mine.
Okay, when somebody asks me where we're at, okay, we're on the East Coast, we're in Florida. The first question that comes out of my mouth to a guest is when they ask me about a crab cake, especially a crab cake. I go, well, where are you from? I am being dead serious because I am from, you know, I was born in New York. Mm-hmm. I was raised right outside of DC. Mm-hmm. So I am from that northeastern area. You know what I mean? Maryland is right there and we make and they are crab cake. You know,
they are crab cake.
That's crab cake land. You know what I mean? Let's keep it real. So the first question I ask them is like, well, where are you from?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if they throw it out like, hey, I'm from Maryland, like then, you know,
yeah,
I'll tell straight up. It's good, but it's not your quality of good.
Okay,
you know what I mean. Anybody else, it's a good crab cake, and it is. It's a good crab cake. You know what I mean.
Okay, so what about the calamari?
You know,
how do you answer that? Because I get that's a very intelligent answer to the crab cake.
Yeah,
you know,
it depends on where you're at. I mean, like, well, for my restaurant, or are we talking about for anybody in general?
Well, no, I want to learn. Okay. So
let's say you just order a calamari or something like that, and you're a guest.
So let me interject for a second. So for me, when you're talking about being from Maryland, you shouldn't go nowhere else and get no doggone crab cake.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Shut your mouth, go home, get the crab cake.
Exactly.
Don't go anywhere else and get crab cake. You know what I'm saying?
Or don't expect that standard. Is what I'm telling people.
True, but go to what they do well in
exactly.
that city.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If you're from Buffalo, don't be asking me how your wings are, okay?
Yeah.
They ain't Buffalo wings.
Boom.
You know? So continue.
Yeah, and we'll see. What I was gonna ask you was, did you ask them what are their fishes there? Like, what are they known for in San Diego? Like, I mean, obviously they're by the sea, but. You know, there's different, like on the East Coast, we have totally different fishes. You know what I mean?
True. But here's the issue then. Even if the fish is what you're in line with, it may not be prepared the way that you want it.
Absolutely.
So I'm mostly just figuring out something that's prepared in a manner that is palatable to me.
I got you.
You know, so regardless of the ingredient, mm-hmm. I want to know how it's put together.
Yeah.
I had some terrible breakfast. I had an avocado toast that had strawberries on it. I'm like, that's doing too much.
That was a full eye roll for me.
Don't go together.
That didn't even sound right.
I'm not even on the breakfast part yet, and I'm already upset.
Oof, oof.
Like, oof. Come on now. Like, seriously?
Yeah.
Strawberries?
Oof.
Get out of here, man.
So.
I'm sorry. I keep interrupting you. Oh, man. We had terrible food the whole time.
Oh, man.
I'm so hurt. I love to eat.
So. Let's go back to the chowder. The chowder. I want to talk about.
No, I didn't say chowder. I asked you how you answered the question. Because calamari is like everywhere. No one's known for calamari. You can't do your trick like where you're from.
No, you're right.
You know?
Calamari is a more, well, I think that's a per restaurant kind of thing. I sell my calamari because it's a good calamari. It's a lightly breaded. You get good flavor out of it. You know what I mean? So it's a more of the ingredients of where your restaurant is.
How do you answer
them? I just tell them it's good. Okay. I don't have a full, like I don't have the crab cake spiel, like where you're from or anything like
okay,
that. Because like you said, it's a universal kind of thing.
Okay.
But with fishes and everything else, I have a spiel. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you know, I like to find out where people are from because I like to know, like, you know, when we went to Europe, when you went to London, did you have fish and chips?
No, I'm not with that fried stuff.
Well, of course I had, you know, we had to try the fish and chips because I was in London. So, you know, I want to kind of get a feeling of what's going on when I go places.
Well, it's fair. So, now, with the crab cake, I usually tell people, I said, listen, I'm a stiff judge of crab cake. Boom. I do it with the key lime pie as well. It's very intelligent what you do. Ask them where they're from. I said, I'm a tough judge on crab cake. So if you ask me, most people love the crab cake. I think it's a good crab cake.
Boom. And that's a fair, and that's a great fair assessment because you're giving them both sides of the coin.
Yeah, I'm kind of letting them know what my expectations are.
Yeah.
So for him to answer the question, he might not even, you know what a good crab cake is.
True. Absolutely.
You know? And the calamari sucked. Man, I ate so much trying to find stuff. I was having like two meals at a time.
Wow.
I ate two breakfasts every day. I just wanted to know, it doubled my chances of you know, getting something.
And it all sucked?
I had one, I went to Breakfast Republic, and that was good.
Okay.
But that was breakfast, G. Oh, okay, so I had, on our last night, we actually ate.
Wait, we're not at that day yet.
Okay.
Slow down.
My bad.
So we're still on day one, okay?
We morphed into day two.
We're on day two now?
Yeah, we're okay. On day two now.
Talk to me.
So to answer your question, when he had the chowder sucked.
Okay.
He paused, so then he gave him the good answer. Go ahead, sorry.
Was it a cream base or was it, did
of
he?
Of course, cream. Okay.
No, we were talking about Manhattan earlier. So
I've never seen anybody eat a Manhattan. Ever in my life, bro. This shouldn't even be a thing. Get out of here, Manhattan chowder. Anybody out there like Manhattan chowder?
I don't know. Now, well.
I think.
I've had it before.
It's probably like the old stuff on the menu. You know what I mean? Like, I have not seen it on many. I was shocked when I saw Manhattan
chowder. Now, I always want to know, is the Manhattan chowder, like, is it Manhattan like New York City or is it Manhattan like Manhattan Beach in California?
That's a great question.
You know, because it's.
We assume Manhattan, New York.
Exactly. But, you know, Manhattan, I mean, New York is right there in that area where you would get a solid base chowder. So I always wondered, you know, I mean, as we're talking about California.
I don't know the history of the Manhattan chowder, but I assume it's New York because it's New York is well known.
Absolutely.
You know, mm-hmm. So I'm not sure they're going to say, oh, it's a Mission Beach chowder. You
no,
know,
yeah.
It's going to catch on for the rest of the, you know, for the world.
Yeah.
But
you never know.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know. We're here to learn, people.
Exactly.
So, yeah. And the calamari was dead, bro. Like they super killed
chewy.
It looked like when you scrape out the fryer and you get the pieces left, they must have dropped that calamari and walked away and went and made a phone call and came back and still sold it. You got to care about what you're selling. I get maybe you think tourists will never be back or whatever, but this tourist might have like a strong blog post or a podcast or something.
Exactly.
You know?
Like he did.
I was like, wow.
You got to care.
You have to care. You have to care about everything that goes through those doors.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Because that's how you get people back.
That's how you get people back.
And right now, with restaurants being so unsure.
And right now, how easily people share information. You can't say like, oh, man, Brando almost wrote a review, bro. He don't do that. But when you're motivated by like trying to help other people,
mm-hmm.
not step in landmines.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to do. I'll tell you what that's about.
So we're on day two.
Yeah. And so
let's talk about, can we do breakfast on day two?
It is breakfast on day two.
Okay, so let's talk about breakfast on day two.
So breakfast. And Jimmy was the man doing the, let's go here, let's go here. I heard about this, I heard about that, right?
Okay.
So we're going to this breakfast spot. And we're passing another breakfast spot. They're literally across the street from each other. I go, here? He's like, no, it's across the street. I was like, but this got to wait. This looks busy.
Yeah.
Right?
We've talked about that before. Yeah. So, it's always, you got to go where the people are.
Exactly. So I'm like, I'm trusting my man because I trust my man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we go across and we get in right away. I was like, I go, Brandon, I'm not too confident about this. We walked around. We had people there.
We've already had an issue. Okay. We're trying to reconcile at this point.
You know? So I get there. And another thing I might add that they're doing over there, there's a QR code in the middle of the table.
Okay, yeah. I see places here do that too.
Yeah, but now you're just assuming that everybody has their phone.
Mm-hmm.
and you want everybody to use their phone. It's a little, I get the purpose, so I'm not railing against it, but it's not a perfect solution.
No, it's not.
Because some of the QR codes come up, not just to the menu, which it should just come up right away.
Boom, yeah.
It comes up to a website.
Then you got
to
scroll through.
And then you go to navigate to the doggone menu.
Yeah, it's
that's not efficient.
Yeah, that's not efficient.
You know, put a menu in my hand, and if you want me to use the QR code, I don't want to see about anything else but menu.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, that's what we had to do in my restaurant. When it first opened, we had a generalized QR code for.
Yeah.
And it was for all our, because we have, I think, 9 restaurants or something. So it showed all the restaurants so they can do it, which made sense for them when they printed it, you know, and then they had the option. Now, we had to change that because, like you said, just for the functionality of it, we have one for each meal, so it goes directly to that menu.
Yeah, all about the pivot, all about, you know, improving stuff. But if you're running a place, come on now. Sit down and see if it makes sense.
You got to have functionality. For
me to, okay, let me, oh, yeah, QR code, boom. And I'm like, I got to scroll down this thing in the dark. Some of the menus are, like, some of the websites are, like, it's colored, it's darker. Mm-hmm. Make it white. I want to be able to see. It's nighttime or what day? This happened to be daytime. Their QR code was there. This breakfast spot had too many things on the menu.
Okay,
you know what I mean. So now we're scrolling through things, and Jimmy's like, "I just want to eat. Like, what is all of this? You know what I mean?" We did a breakfast show.
Right? Yeah.
And we talked about keeping it simple.
Yeah, breakfast has to be simple.
You keep it simple to keep it moving. Now we're sitting here trying to freaking come with a.
Okay. So let's talk about the breakfast.
First, we got to talk about the service.
Okay, let's talk about
this. Okay.
So you sat down immediately.
We sat down immediately.
Got it. How long did the server take to get to the table?
Long time.
Like how long? Long.
Like, in real time, 8 minutes.
Okay, no, that's long.
That's long, which is fine.
Well, like not even a greet.
We needed the doggone 8 minutes. No greet. We needed the 8 minutes to get through the frozen menu. Sorry, we got to cut that out. Okay. So now he comes up. You know what he says? You guys ready to order?
Not, hey, how you doing?
Nothing.
Not, can I get you something to drink?
No. Hey, you guys ready to order? So that was a little off-putting. No problem. I'm not going to be a priest.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
My question is this. Are all these establishment, is the gratuity automatic?
If it was, we'd be double tipping all day.
I mean, did you guys check? Did you make sure or no?
It didn't seem like it.
Okay, so
I got a.
So my next question is, what are you people doing? I could almost understand it, okay, if you got your guaranteed money. But you people are working for money after a pandemic. You should be the sweetest, happiest people on the planet. You just had at the bare minimum, you had 3 months off.
Yeah.
Even if you went right back to work after everybody, you know what I mean? That means you had 3 solid months off, okay?
Yeah.
And for the average person in the restaurant, we're talking more like 4 to 5 months off, you know, because there's been so many uncertainties, especially in California, because they were going back and forth just like we were.
Dude, Brando even considered tipping him less than 20%. He was like, oh, I can't do it in the business. But we were that dissatisfied with the service.
Then you should have tipped less than 20%.
I can't do it.
I'm the same way.
I just keep it moving. I'm just not coming back. But... Obviously, I'm not coming back. So,
I got yelled at by a girlfriend of mine because we got horrible service and I still left. We're still leaving the guy and getting a decent tip. And she just laid into me. And I'm like,
you can't tell me how to spend my money.
Exactly.
Okay? So, unless you want to pay, then you can tip whatever you want.
Exactly.
Back up. Okay. We haven't gotten the food yet. He says, okay, I'm going to bring you guys some water. I'll be right back. We weren't quite ready to order, right? So I told Jimmy, I was like, Jimmy, we ain't seeing this dude again. I'm ready. Okay? I feel the pressure because I know. And he comes back. We ask him a few questions about the thing because, you know, we want to know what the hell is in what. Mm-hmm. So I ordered my 2 breakfasts.
What did you order here? This the avocado toast, please?
Okay, so.
So.
I had avocado toast twice.
Okay.
Okay. This avocado toast.
First, tell me what you ordered. Give me the 2 meals.
French toast.
Okay.
Oh. my next point. I'm not even going off my notes. This is how crazy passionate I am right now about this. Okay. So I did not get my French toast because I asked the critical question: do you have real maple syrup?
Boom.
The answer was no.
Okay, so you didn't get the French toast.
I didn't get the French
toast. Which is fair, because we talked about this before.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
If you don't have it, that's fine. Okay? But you should. Even if you charge me for it, you know?
And upcharge for it, maybe. Yeah, that's fine.
It's fine, but I mean, come on. You're a friggin' breakfast spot.
Yeah, if you're a full-on breakfast spot, I feel like you should have it in the house.
You should.
Yes.
Okay, so I ended up, what did I have? I did get the avocado toast, and then I got like eggs and something.
Okay.
Right? And for some reason, avocado toast came with like a poached egg on top, which was another doing too much.
Did it say it on the menu?
It did. Okay. So, but it's egg, you know, but yeah. That goes to show you how wild that other stuff was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The two and a half pages of whatever,
yeah.
You know? And so what did I have? I had eggs and it was wheat toast and something else. Bro, it was terrible. The bread was terrible. The eggs were like, they weren't eggs.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Which is fine, but you
no. What do you mean which is fine? You no, can't.
Sometimes they have egg wash. I don't know what the hell it is.
Huh? Listen, it's an egg.
I'm lowering my standard.
No. Okay? Yo. McDonald's has real eggs, B.
The avocado was homogenous, bro. Homogenous. It was like no flavor.
Yeah.
And the bread was...
you're in Cali. You're supposed to be right there by the border. You're supposed to have phenomenal avocado guacamoles. You know what I mean? Like a sexy recipe. You're right there. Yo, you can almost pee over that border.
Terrible. So then he comes... like, oh, we haven't gotten water. It took him 20 minutes to give us water.
Did your food come before the water?
Almost. We got it right before it. Like, he walked by us a couple times.
Without water?
And he said he was going to get us water twice.
You have nothing in front of you for
we're
more than...
We're on vacation, bro. We're trying to drink, okay? So that's another thing about... So now I'm mad at Jimmy. I was like staring. I go, Jimmy, I'm just staring across the street thinking about just walking over there.
I might have just left.
Okay? So, but we had already ordered. So
I said, I know,
right? So I said, hey man, let me get a gin and tonic. You know, it's breakfast. He goes, we don't have gin. I said, I'm sorry.
They have a bar? Did they have a bar?
Okay.
I mean,
I'm sitting. If I got up from my chair, okay, no lie, and shuffled my feet sideways four times, I'd be at a bar where I'm looking at mad liquor. So I was confused. He said we didn't have any gin. And I said, okay, on this menu, it says you have a gin Bloody Mary. He's like, oh, no. That's made with some kind of wine product.
So they have wine-infused gin?
It ain't gin if it's made with wine. I'm sorry.
You have to
list that on the menu. You can't say it's gin and like there's a vodka Bloody Mary, but you can't do that.
No, I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, You have to tell people have to know what they're consuming.
Absolutely.
So, to answer your question about us sitting at the bar, a clever thing that they were doing was, I don't know if it was the same owner, their physical restaurant was next to this bar, but it didn't have a lot of, you know, space. So what they did was they used inside and outside of this bar and their frontage for their, you know, breakfast.
Did that bar have
deal.
Gin?
It did. I was staring at it. But he didn't offer that like you can, you know.
Yeah.
So I overheard somebody say, oh, what we do is they get our tables in the morning and the bar gets their tables at night. Which is a great pivot.
Okay.
Good on them. You know, breakfast place closes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So they have space and whatever else. So
you seem very annoyed by this.
Very, very disappointed. You know, I like to start out my day. I generally don't even eat breakfast.
I got you.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I like to start out my day, you know, on a high note.
Yeah.
I'm on vacation. I'm drinking early.
Yeah.
You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
We go to Vegas together. I know the routine. Okay. And obviously they aren't holding up to that kind of standard.
So we're wrapping up. I'm pushing my plates away. And I said, listen, guys, I bet you that place across the street has real drinks and real maple syrup. So I will buy everybody their stuff if you'll just accompany me while I go get my French toast with real maple syrup and a doggone beverage. I said, we just have to wait. They go, well, we're on vacation. We can wait. I said, fine.
You went?
Wait, wait, wait. The guy comes with the check, and there's a QR code on the check to pay. Or you what? Can go, yeah, all kinds of misses, bro. Or you can go up by the front and pay there. But he says, we're all contactless here. Okay, I got to stop swearing. So...
Did you swear in your head? Because so I didn't hear that.
So I was like, how does this... I said, so how is this going to work? So, and I've seen it. So you take a thing and it brings you up to a payment thing, right? It's not to your Apple Pay or anything like that.
That's an extra step.
It's an extra step. So like I wanted to know how it works. Says you can split checks. And we're sitting there trying to figure it out. You would literally have to go through this extra payment site. And then you have to pull your credit card out and put all the information of the numbers in.
No,
with
no.
The this and the expiration and the code and stuff like that.
That's no.
Come on, man. Come by with that little tablet you got in your hand and let me stick my card right in there and bounce.
Exactly.
So I go to the front. I'm paying and stuff. And I was like, oh, I was told it's contactless. And she's behind glass. She has to grab my card. And then I have to sign... with these a box of pens that's in front. I'm like, you guys are stupid.
Might as well have said nothing at all, yo.
Might as well have said nothing at all. So we walk across the street.
Okay.
Now is where it gets worse. Okay?
It got worse.
Bro, we go across the street, put our name in for this wait.
What, did you ask about the maple syrup when you got there?
I asked two people.
They both said yes?
They both said they didn't know. First person I probably shouldn't have asked because it was on the sidewalk and he was bussing the table.
Okay, so you asked the busser. Okay, that's fair.
I was fine with that. That's fair.
So
then we go to the front.
Okay.
Front person should know.
Yeah.
She's like, I think so. I'm willing to try because they have a full bar. So either way, I'm halfway.
You're 50% of what you wanted. 50%
of completely happy. And I'm okay with that because I'm a reasonable dude.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm okay with that.
Because at least if they don't have what you really want, you can get that. You get that gin and tonic that you really wanted.
And I'll forget about it.
Yes.
You know?
You can have two.
So there's a line. There's a wait. It's kind of nebulous. We're figuring it out. There's not like a thing that says stand here, stand here. I'm just waiting. Oh, you know, I'm online. So we get there, right? Table for two. It's going to be XYZ. So we're standing in front of a host, two hosts, and what seems to be a manager. Okay. Right? And I'm looking at two buckets of silverware on top of the podium. I'm like, that's odd.
Like unrolled or rolled?
Unrolled. Naked silverware. As I speak into this mic, that's where the silverware is, where people said, hi, a table for two. They're speaking over the silverware. Not to mention... Okay. Not to mention the manager sticks his hand and the tines are up, by the way, to grab silverware.
So he grabs it from.
He grabs him from
where
the
you put
tines,
your mouth at.
Where you put the mouth at. He grabs him with his hands and my eyes get wide and he grabs the knives with his hands also faced up, puts it together and he sees us staring at him. And then he turns to the host and says out loud, take these, my hands are dirty. And then she goes and seats a table. I said, oh, hell no. I go, Brando, we're out of here. He says that out loud.
Wow.
First of all.
Well.
Allow me to tell you this. The host stand is not the place for silverware.
Not even close.
Oh, and the thing is a covered podium. At least I can put it underneath.
I can see if it was rolled. Like that's why I asked if it was rolled. That was my first.
Oh, if it's out of view.
Yeah. Not in front of a guest. Not my hand.
Not in front of every guest.
Every guest.
Talking over it. And then you have everybody, like the presumed clean silverware is facing upwards. And then you grab that part with your hands. I don't want to eat there. So the place that I thought I was given the projection of it being better was worse off the rip.
Okay. Wow.
I don't know. I don't want to know what he has on his hands.
The fact that
dude blew my mind, and that's what Brando wanted to like warn people about.
Okay. Oh, so that was the spot that
Betsy wanted to write a review, even though we never there. But you know, so we roll across the street, and there's another spot.
So this is three spots.
This the third spot was the truth. It was a bar. Okay. Right? So now I'm confused about the whole San Diego deal because there's seats at the bar. There's a dude sitting there, and we kind of snake up. We're like, we can sit here? He goes, yeah, sit down. And we're like, you can sit at the bar? He goes, you know.
I like him already.
Love him. He was the best server we had there, or one of the best, if not the best. Great bartender. I asked him if he had real maple syrup. And this is not a breakfast spot, by the way. It's a bar. It's a sports bar, mind you. But it's kind of classy.
Okay.
You know? And I said, you have real maple syrup? He says, yeah. And I said, you have? He goes, listen. He goes, I got you. It's like, whatever you need, I got. And he the way that he presented
he
himself.
He made you feel comfortable.
He made you feel comfortable and capable.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's the key.
And we asked him where to go. We were talking about Tijuana.
Did you guys go? I was going to ask you if you went over to Tijuana.
I'm not going to no doggone Tino. We almost went, though.
You
like.
Look at my eyes.
They were going to Tijuana.
Why didn't you should have went?
I was not. I was really dirty on board with that. I didn't think it was a good idea.
A little dust till dawn actually might meet you a little Selma Hayek.
Listen, if I'm trying to avoid people in the States, you know, handling silverware.
Yeah.
I wasn't prepared to go to Mexico.
Okay.
You know, them dudes came prepared. They came with their passport.
You're right, you know? There. I figured you already knew that.
I didn't want to though. Not now. Not now.
I got you. I got you.
Not now. But you know, but he gave us good insight.
Nice.
You know, not that you have to be a tour guide or anything like that, but you know, and so we're there. Their French toast sucked, but they had real maple syrup.
Sure, okay.
It didn't suck, but it wasn't. And by this time, I ate like two breakfasts already.
You got to be full by now, okay? Even the food sucks, you got to be full.
I did it by principle. And he gave me two vials. It came in a vial. He gave me two huge vials. I was like, man, I'm going to put this in my pocket for the next breakfast.
Nice, spot, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you should have.
I should have, but I was already traumatized. Because I figured now with the food tax, we probably shouldn't even eat breakfast. Because we're going to have to eat something or at least have something on a check everywhere we go.
Yeah.
You know? So, but he was good. The drinks were on point. He was very, you know, he was good at what
he was attentive. He did a good job. And you know what?
Everybody there was cool. Because there was another dude. There was a girl. There was another girl. And everybody was engaging. Everybody was good. And you could tell it was a good spot.
What was the name of that spot?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Trying to give him a little shout out.
I know. I wasn't really in that mode because I was already angry.
I'm sure.
Right? So I didn't necessarily go into with notes and things like that. I just want my drink and I want to relax.
Absolutely.
And get the day going and have a good vacation.
And did he put you in that mood finally after everything else?
Yes.
Which is good. Which is what you wanted.
Yes. And then, you know, we went to another spot. Guy was very capable. He was cool. And we did a workaround for the food tax.
Okay.
Okay. So now we're getting smart. You know, guys, you know, yeah, we know the deal, but do we have to do it immediately? He's like, no, you could do it, whatever. We just drank, asked for the check, brought the check, bounced.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, buddy. Just hold them off. They'll forget.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold them off and they will forget. So. Now we're winding down the vacation, right? There's another place that. Where else did we? We ate so many places. It's starting to get like, you know.
Starting to get cloudy.
So we want to get a nice place.
Oh, for dinner.
For dinner.
Okay.
Go to a nice place. Place was every night. Place was hopping. Long wait.
This is the last day.
The last day. Saturday night.
Okay.
And we end up seating inside, which was fine.
Mm-hmm.
and we got a bit of the tourist treatment, right? She's trying to oversell us.
Oh yeah, calm down.
You know, like, I get it. You work on tips and stuff like that, but she, you know how you oversell? You take your time and you listen to what people need. But she was just trying to throw out words.
Yeah.
You know, like tomahawk steak, and that's not how you sell.
I'm not all about the whole, I don't want your most expensive entree, okay? I want you to understand what I like, and then we go from there.
If it happens to be the most expensive entree,
then we're good, yeah.
Yeah. But she was trying to sell a guy with a salad, a tomahawk steak on the side. You know, it's just like, you're too obvious, girl.
Yeah.
You know? And one thing, like the mask thing, it's kind of odd interacting with seeing
it's hard.
The face. It's tough. It really is tough.
And then the words get muddled and stuff like that. It's hard at times.
And plus, like, a lot of your cues come from the facial expressions. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, I ended up with, I actually ate a steak.
Okay.
I had a filet.
With a salad or
no, just by itself? I wasn't the salad guy that
okay.
day.
Okay.
I'm doing a cleanse next week, so that's why I felt like
you could eat some
things.
Okay. Like, you're on vacation. You knew what you had to do. Yeah.
It's tough to be strict on vacation.
No, you don't. Yeah, because you don't know where you're going. You don't know what's going on.
Exactly. And I don't want to hamstring people going to a certain restaurant all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Plus, I need to keep my weight up if I'm going to be drinking all these booze.
You gotta have a solid base. Exactly. Yeah.
I can't be like, oh, I'm just going to eat this these two leaves over here.
Yeah, and then be hurting.
And be hurting and then falling out. Yeah, that's not good vacation ethics.
It doesn't work.
It does not work at all. And so we had the steak. Okay, no. We ordered our apps.
Okay.
Okay, one of the apps didn't come out. Okay, we're well into our apps and then... And then we ask her about it. And she says, oh, yeah, she's explaining it away. Like, she ordered these apps and then that app. Girl, you forgot. Who staggers apps?
Yeah.
It's not a third and fourth course.
Apps are apps.
You get the apps at the same time. Or you ask when you want them. Are we stupid here? You know? So, of course, she messed up because the manager came over.
Ah.
You know? And then our food came. So, of course, you forgot. Just say you forgot.
It's easier to say you forgot.
I know you did it. Just admit it.
Yeah.
And it's not even a big deal. But it's worse when you just come off looking silly. Just say, hey,
my bad. You know, I put it in something. Anything.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
Even blame it on the kitchen, which is weak. But she explained it away like she meant to do it.
Like she was staggering apps. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. That
doesn't make any sense.
I could see the only way that would work is if the table is tiny and then the two plates can't fit. So you was like, I would have told you that. Like, well, if I'm a server, because, you know, we have smaller tables where I work at sometimes. And, I tell people, I say, hey, when they order like four apps, I was like, yo, I'm not going to lie to you. If I put all four apps on this table, you won't even have room for your drinks. So I tell them, say, hey, do this one. And then, well, you know, and if you want, as soon as that hits the table, I'll put the other one in. This way you're not, you know, you're not overwhelmed.
Three people, three apps, two come out. And then the food came right away. Wrong. You forgot.
No, that's just wrong.
That's just wrong.
That's wrong.
Just. So then I was like, you know what? And then the food came. It's fine. No problem. Then I notice that some places get like these. You get a tip line, then a line to donate to something that you don't even know what it is.
Extra.
How am I supposed to know what it is that you're asking me to contribute to?
Just so much.
So much.
Yeah, they would be easier off putting a surcharge. It just went straight to that cause.
Some people just do too much. Then there was like a takeout menu that we had, and it was at night, and the menu page was black. Who prints on a black page? Like, I can't read this.
I can't right now.
And so, it wasn't even black and white. The text was colored. I was
You're crushing my San Diego dream.
You better kill that dream right now.
I had such a vibrant idea. Because I've been. I mean, granted, it was almost 20 years ago. But it was a different place back then. It was the late 90s.
Yeah.
Like, really, like, you know, like 99, 2000 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I had the most amazing San Diego trip. Like I said, I went to Mission Beach. I went to Fat Burger, like in the Biggie song. You know what I mean? Like, I did my little California dream. You know, I was feeling myself.
It certainly was not all bad. You know, those are the things that stood out to me as terrible.
Gotcha.
You know, they had baseball going on. The hotel where I was staying had a rooftop bar.
Oh, nice.
And the rooftop bar looked right into the stadium. The stadium, like,
that sounds kind of gorgeous.
Faced open, and we just were two blocks away.
That sounds gorgeous.
And
we're
looking at the Jumbotron, like, you know, there was nobody in the stadium, but you can,
But the game was, they were playing?
Yeah, they were playing. They won the series.
Oh, perfect.
It was a free series. And awesome. We saw two of the games. I mean, we didn't watch the whole thing.
But still, you're the rooftop. That's kind of dope.
It was dope.
That's really cool.
Best fries that I had in town.
Nice.
Nice little free season fries.
So now let me ask, so was that one of the, like, even there, even though you were staying in the hotel, did they hit you with the food tax?
Yep. That's how I know the fries were good.
Okay. So you just got like a side of fries and kind of watched the game and got a couple of drinks?
Yeah.
But it had a great atmosphere, which is good.
It had a great atmosphere. The odd thing about, you know, it seemed corporate. Obviously, it's corporate. I stayed at, you know,
a was it like a Marriott or something?
It was the group that has a Regent. And the Intercontinental.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Holiday Inns and all of those things, you know? That is a little bit more upscale.
Who is that?
IHG.
Okay, boom. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
Okay. So, and the reason why I mentioned the corporate thing was quite a few people were there. Say they open up, let's just say 3 o'clock, 2:30, you know, because they want the spot to see the game, right? We're there. We're just like thinking. And the bartenders are like opening up, setting it up. And they're just looking at us. We're looking at them. A couple people come up. Oh, we're not open yet. Looking at us, looking at them. A couple people come up. Oh, we're not open yet. Really? You're literally not doing anything. But I know I don't blame them.
No. Yeah.
You know, it's just a system. And the system is whack.
I ain't talking to you like open anyways. I ain't going to lie to you. That's me too. I'm the same way.
No, that's fine. I get it. And this is not an indictment. I just say it's kind of odd.
It is. Okay.
To have that many people.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? I get it. I'm not poo-pooing it at all. But for me,
Well, I mean, the same reason why I tell people, because think about all the people you just said, that's putting them to work when they're trying to set up what they need to set up so they can have flow.
No. They were done setting up.
Oh, no, then there's no excuse.
They were done setting up.
So they're just sitting there talking and sitting on their phone.
Staring at us, and we're staring at them.
Oh, I got you. So like, if I'm setting up, you know, and I'm not.
No, I get it. Yeah. Listen, we all have restaurants and you have people come super early and stuff like that. Yes, we were there early, but there's no workaround for being there. You're not going to get a spot any later. You come at 3, you're not getting a spot.
Yeah. It's just, so
limited space.
You knew what you were doing.
I knew what I was doing. And that was my second time there.
Did you bring a nip that time?
I drank so much in the room. You know what I mean? So you had to pregame in the room.
Gotcha.
We stopped at Costco to get some booze.
Oh, okay.
So we stocked up the rooms and stuff like that. And then, you know, we'd head out, drink a lot.
Yeah. Vacation.
Vacation, baby. That's what today's show's all about.
Yes.
Vacation. I mean, and that's what it's all. I mean, vacation, just being out of your element, you know, spending mad money.
Yeah, man.
Seeing some sights, doing the do. But I feel like I got a little tourist worked over a little bit, which, you know, is part of the deal.
Yeah.
That's why you leave your house. You know what I mean? But would I go back? I mean, there's places I like to go forward.
Yeah.
I like to see, you know, although I was willing to go back to San Francisco.
Well,
that's the original.
I heard it's a great city.
It is. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Would he go back to classy San Diego is the question. We'll leave the question mark there. We will discuss that at a later hour.
That's right. If you do enjoy our show, pass it on to someone. That's how you can really help us out and support us at this time. And you can also give us 5 stars on the old rating there. And I'll see you next week, every week. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Dana Villa. Subscribe. And don't forget, keep it classy, San Diego, in the words of Ron Burgundy.
White sand beaches, water on my feet, money in my pocket, I love it. Yeah.
roll up in my private jet, VSOP gets me down. I'm running through the town, spending money like I flip pounds. I'm hearing sounds, a screaming honey's coming around. They want to clown, but I gotta make them all frown because my down.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.